The religious discrimination bill continues to divide the coalition. The Prime Minister is being pulled in several directions by his own MPs. Peter Van Onselen is TEN's political editor and a columnist with The Australian. Hi, Peter.
Good morning, Frank. Good to be here in person.
Yes, terrific. Peter, the Prime Minister will tell the Parliament today, when he stands to introduce this religious discrimination bill, that Australians shouldn't have to look over their shoulder or worry about being discriminated against for their religious beliefs. He's being urged by Conservatives within his side to not water it down, but a string of moderates have stood up and said they're not happy with inadequate protections for gay students and teachers. How's he going to thread that needle?
Yeah, very delicately, if he's going to at all, isn't it? I mean, understandably, from my perspective, there are moderates in the Liberal Party concerned about them going down this path. They're, if you like, trying to solve a problem that their own review said didn't exist. I mean, the thing that amazes me about this, when you're in government, you don't generally tend to do reviews that you don't already know the outcome for. They got Philip Ruddock, a former cabinet minister, a Liberal cabinet minister at that, to do a review, and that found essentially that this law, this new law that they're looking to bring in, was unnecessary. So they're solving a problem that doesn't exist. And my worry, and this goes a little bit to what you spoke to Amanda Stoker about just then in terms of other changes perhaps necessary around sex discrimination, for example, if they do this without doing other things in unison with it, they can have the law of unintended consequences. That is to say, they put this in place, create problems that don't already exist to fix a problem that their own review said isn't there, yet then there isn't the capacity or the will or the political interest in making the other changes that could help fix that.
And that goes to priorities. I mean, Dave Sharma, as I see reported in the papers, stood and said, you know, we made this promise that to protect gay children from being thrown out of school and a by-election in 2018. He's since gone to another, he lost that one, he's gone to another election, he won it, he's about to go to another one, and it still won't be fixed for another year after that.
Exactly, and a lot of these moderates are under real pressure from independents on issues like climate change and all manner of other issues. They have to be seen to be standing up, quite apart from the fact that I do believe a number of them really feel strongly about this, not just because they've got electoral skin in the game.
The Tasmanian Liberal MP Bridget Archer is speaking out too, but she's speaking out against her government's decision to prioritise this religious discrimination bill over a Commonwealth Integrity Commission bill, which has also been promised, hasn't been delivered. She says she's offended by this and is prepared to cross the floor to support Helen Haines' bill for a federal ICAC. There's a lot of cross-the-floor threats going on here.
Oh, and frankly, good on her, because the double standards on this just frankly are off the charts. I mean, they promised an integrity commission before the last election, over 3 years ago, or around about 3 years ago now. They used the excuse for bringing this in, this religious discrimination bill, because they've promised it before the last election. They did the same thing with the integrity commission. There's no excuse for them not to get that done as well. And I would argue that there are a lot more Australians who want a federal ICAC of some sort than want the religious discrimination change, which their own review said is unnecessary.
Well, I was just going to say that. I mean, that yes, the Prime Minister clearly believes in this religious discrimination bill and he's standing to deliver it, and he believes there's presumably a constituents out there. I mean, everything's in election context at the moment. But we know there is Australian unhappiness with things like sports rorts and those kind of corrupt, potentially.
Yeah, they're banking on being able to hold the centre when it comes to this federal watchdog somehow, but make sure they don't lose their right flank in the face of attacks like, for example, Clive Palmer, who you just recently spoke to.
Speaking of Clive Palmer and his big spending plans, he didn't rule out running himself. I don't know if you noticed that.
No, I did notice that, but I'm not sure that that helps his party. I mean, his money helps his party, but I'm not sure he himself on the ticket necessarily helps. And they'd be much better off electorally, in my political science opinion, to still be the United Australia Party rather than have Clive Palmer's face sprinkled all over alongside the nomenclature.
Yeah, and it's unclear whether the big spend this time had a big influence last time, which he's claiming. He's not trying to shape that.
No, and last time the big spending was all about how bad Bill Shorten is. This time, including when he just spoke to you, it's all about the problems with Scott Morrison. That could lead to more preference leakages if people do vote for Clive Palmer in first preferences away from the government rather than towards them. Whereas last time, the messages on Bill Shorten was always leading them towards the coalition.
So both sides quaking in their boots.
You would think so.
Peter Van Onselen, thank you.
Great to chat.
Peter Van Onselen, Professor of Politics at Griffith University and the University of WA.